Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on. I wear the black for the poor and the beaten down, living in the hopeless, hungry side of town. I wear it for the prisoner who has long paid for his crime, but is there because he's a victim of the times. I wear the black for those who've never read or listened to the words that Jesus said about the road to happiness through love and charity. Why, you'd think he's talking straight to you and me. Well, we're doing mighty fine, I do suppose, in our streak of lightning cars and fancy clothes. But just so we're reminded of the ones who are held back, up front there ought to be a man in black. I wear it for the sick and lonely old, for the reckless ones whose bad trip left them cold. I wear the black in mourning for the lives that could have been. Each week we lose 100 fine young men. And I wear it for the thousands who have died, believing that the Lord was on their side. I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side. Well, there's things that never will be right, I know, and things need changing everywhere you go. But till we start to make a move to make a few things right, you'll never see me wear a suit of white. Oh, I'd love to wear a rainbow every day and tell the world that everything's okay. But I'll try to carry off a little darkness on my back till things are brighter. I'm the man in black.
My name is the Reverend Michael Drew Davis, and I am the pastor at North Coast United Methodist Church in Oceanside, California. Today, as I record this video for you, it is April the 12th. And traditionally, over the years, April the 12th has been a day that advocacy groups who support our siblings in the LGBTQIA+ communities with silence. There is an acknowledgement that there are many silenced voices who are not allowed to live within the wholeness of their beautiful identities and sit in painful silence. Over the years, we've shared in that silence for these dear siblings to know that they are not alone. This year, many LGBTQIA+ advocacy groups have refocused themselves with a reality. Where that our dear siblings sit in silence, we must use our voices. We must speak out. So this year, April the 12th, 2024, is a day to sit silently loud for our siblings in the LGBTQIA+ communities. This year, there is an acknowledgement that there are many loud voices that silence our siblings. And this year, we are using our voices to speak out loudly so that our siblings can hear our support. Today, I want to use my video to share with my LGBTQIA+ siblings a reality. I am a faith leader. I shared with you that I'm the pastor of North Coast United Methodist Church in Oceanside, California. I represent faith to the community. And I want my siblings to know that I am aware and I see how faith has been harmful to your journeys. I have seen what has taken place that has produced for many religious trauma that makes it hard for my voice to be heard. I want you to know that I see the religious trauma, that the loudest voices in the room have misrepresented my Christ. I want my dear friends in the LGBTQIA+ community to know that I and many, many others believe, celebrate, and express and affirm the reality that you are of sacred worth. And your reality, your being, your wholeness truly is celebrated by God. I too see the signs. I too hear the loudest voices. I too have sat in town hall meetings and school board meetings and have heard the loudest voices in the room misrepresent my Christ and use their voices in a harmful way to silence yours. Today, I want to use my voice. Today, I want to acknowledge to my LGBTQIA+ siblings that I, as a person of faith, am aware of the religious trauma that you have had to suffer. I want to share with you in many ways that I feel that this trauma has silenced other voices. It's hard to have the voice of grace to penetrate through the loudest voices in the room. I have to acknowledge and I have to agree with my LGBTQIA+ siblings that the production of religious trauma that has come from the loudest voices in the room makes it hard to trust the voices that are trying to share with them the imagery of true grace and care that still exists. Even I, as a person of faith who acknowledges the sacred worth, even I have to process through, is the individual sharing this message a wolf in sheep's clothing, or truly an individual that cares and wants to represent an affirming reality that truly exists in the being of Jesus Christ? I wanted to use this voice today to advocate, to share loudly that I understand and I have seen how religious trauma has misrepresented my Christ. I wanted to use the words to my LGBTQIA+ siblings. I'm sorry. I am sorry for the hurt and the harm that the loudest voices in the room have caused to you. Today, I want to use my voice in this national day of speaking out for my LGBTQIA+ siblings to know that there are many people of faith who share my reality that you are truly of sacred worth. I want to make sure that you know about the Reconciling Ministry Network. And I want you to know that within this network of churches, there are churches that are not only willing to welcome you into their congregations, but there are churches that are willing to affirm your identities in their congregations. Where the loudest voices in the room have eschewed the reality of grace, there are a collection of faith friends who celebrate and affirm you. There are churches that are not just willing to bring you in to try to convert you, But there are truly churches that want to bring you in so that you, the wholeness of your identity, the wholeness of your reality, can add to the sacred mosaic of every important piece of the puzzle, that we can represent the wholeness of Christ's reality of grace. Today, on this National Day of Speaking Out, I speak out for you. I pray with you. In past years, I've sat in silence with you, and on this year, I speak out for you. I want you to know I speak out for you daily. I speak out for you in my monthly participations in different school board meetings. I want you to know that I speak out for you at different town hall meetings. It is time to silence the loudest voices in the room instead of sitting in silence with the silent. This year it's time to speak out and to advocate, to add a voice to the silent voices, so that the loudest voices no longer have control, and the voices of true caring grace can lift up the silent, and we can all sing songs of praise together. Thank you for listening to this video today. And I want you to know that I care for you. I affirm you. I believe that you are of sacred worth, and I want to do my part to speak out louder so that the loudest voices in the room don't maintain all the control, but that I can use the volume of my voice to add to yours. Thank you for listening to me. My name is the Reverend Michael Drew Davis. God is love.